Well, good morning, Mr. Chair, Mariner. We'll do a roll call to confirm we have a quorum. Vice Chair Hash?
Present.
Commissioner Boozer?
Present.
Commissioner Doge?
Present.
Commissioner Stakem?
Present.
Commissioner Williams?
Present.
Great, we have a quorum, so we'll call the meeting to order. Commissioner Fager will not be with us today, and she is preparing for her ribbon cutting tomorrow morning with Monkeys, a new retail store in Ocean City, so we wish her well today. So you have before you the agenda. Can I get a motion to approve, please?
So moved.
Mr. Stakem, approve.
Great. Now we'll call the roll. Vice Chair Hash for approval.
Approve.
Mr. Boozer?
Approve.
Mr. Doge?
Approved.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approve.
We'll move now to the minutes from the open session of January 28th. Does anyone have any corrections or alterations they care to make? Having heard none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Okay, moved and seconded. Call the roll. Vice Chair Hash?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Thank you. We'll now go to the consent agenda. First item are the new instant ticket games. Number 530, a $1, $50 loaded. Number 531, a $2, $100 loaded. Number 532, $5, $500 loaded. Number 533, a $10, $1,000 loaded. Number 534, $20, $5,000 loaded. I think I said that twice, but number 538, a $10 bingo times 10. Number two, the EGD games and component testing, certified lab software, hardware, and game certifications, BLTs, table game components, and instant bingo machines, 1/15/21 to 2/11/21. Number three are the gaming license application denials and revocations. Number four are the staff reports from John Martin, Managing Director, Chief Revenue Officer, Leo Momorski, Managing Director, Chief Marketing Officer, John Mooney, Managing Director, Regulatory Oversight, Paula Yoka, Managing Director, Acting Chief Financial Officer, Carol Gentry, Managing Director, Communications, James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance, Holly Sitko, Principal Counsel of the Attorney General's Office. Anyone have anything they care to remove from the consent agenda or discuss? Hearing none, can I get a motion for approval, please?
George Doge.
Mr. Stakem, approved.
Moved and seconded for approval. Chair Hash?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
Consent agenda is approved. We'll now go to the operator reports. And we'll start with Matt Heiskell at Hollywood Casino. Matt?
Good morning. So January was another strong month for us, with revenues up just under 12%. Slot revenues were up 13%. Tables stumbled a little bit, revenues down 15%. But for slots, the volumes were even better than revenues, up almost 17%, which is really an exciting indicator in general for the health of the business. Table volumes were also down about 11%, hold was slightly off, so that's really certainly an area of focus right now. February is likely to bring a halt to the run we've been on from a revenue standpoint. We will see how the last few days play out, but I doubt that I will be the last operator to complain about weather on this call, as I think we've had 7 days that have affected in some way our business through snow or ice and kept some customers away. The transition to Penn National continues to go well. It's been really great working relationship so far to get where we need to close. As you have seen in previous acquisitions in the state, the amount of work to change over basically every system in the property can seem daunting, but we're excited to be headed to a spot where we can bring the Barstool sports betting brand and the My Choice Rewards program to Maryland, and I think customers are going to be thrilled. Outside of that transition, we did recently unveil our own portal for customers to go online to view their offers. We will be moving more to email offers than we ever have through this transition to Penn National, and customers of many other casinos have become used to this way to view their offers. And also, frankly, the speed of the mail has been a challenge in some of the recent months, so anything to get us more away from that process is likely to be beneficial. That's all I have, so with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, thank you, Matt. Let's go to Bobby Sample at Ocean Downs.
Good morning, Commissioner. Our January results were also very strong. We were up 5% in slots, and that's largely due to volume. Hold was fairly similar year over year. Tables was also up 15%, and that was largely volume driven, although our hold was up very slightly year over year, so our overall gaming revenues were up 5.9%. In particular, we had a strong Martin Luther King holiday weekend, but, you know, let's face it, the bar is a little low at this time of year. In the winter months, you know, the capacity constraints and the gaming position constraints are a little less problematic for us, so I think that's why we're seeing some lift year over year. I will be the last one to complain about weather. We got rain where most everyone else got some snow and ice, so I'm not going to complain about that, even though probably has a little bit of effect on our February numbers so far. This Saturday, we should close out the month fairly strong. We have our Breaking Hearts sweepstakes. This month is our first month we've done any sort of promotion. It's all been socially distanced, and all the winners from prior days of the month have an opportunity to put their entries in for $5,000 in cash. So we will see how that goes. And we will be doing, you know, I'm Facebook famous now, so I really love that platform. We will be doing a Facebook Live on our team member Facebook page that we have. So only our team members will be able to see it, but we will be taking our Team Member of the Year and Leader of the Year awards virtual, since we can't get that many people together in one spot right now. We will also be recognizing our 10-year team members and our 5-year team members. We still have 37 team members that opened this property 10 years ago, so I'm really excited to recognize them. And we have 18 team members left who started with us 5 years ago. So I'm excited for the event, not quite the event that we usually have in the nice dinner, but we will be making sure that all of our team members have an opportunity on us to have a meal out with whomever they choose. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Bobby. Let me remind everybody to mute your phones. If you're not speaking, please, we're getting a little bit of feedback. Let's now go to Anthony Peranka at Live. Anthony, are you on? Okay, let's go to Skylar Dice at Rocky Gap.
Morning, Commissioners. Well, I think I'm going to join Matt's revolt against the weather, because February has not been kind to us in Western Maryland. January overall revenue down 4.9%. We saw some really positive signs showing overall slot handle growth, which increased about 5% year over year. Hold was down, which is the primary driver in the reduction in revenue. Table games was down slightly in volume and a little bit in hold as well. February, obviously, I think everyone has said, has been a very tough month weather-wise. I think this has been the worst winter that I've experienced in Western Maryland in the 8 years that I've been here. But we do expect a strong close to the month. As today, we've got a Swarovski crystal socially distant giveaway that we're trying out with a near our valet pickup area. Sold out for the rest of the weekend, and we have a VIP event scheduled for the Friday night as well. We also dealt with a main water break at the beginning of February. That's going to be a little challenging to overcome. Big thanks to our friends at MES for getting that fixed as quick as they did. Good to have good neighbors around. March reservations at the hotel is showing strong signs of pickup. They're very excited to be moving towards spring finally. January, we also partnered with a local UPMC hospital to provide some five-star meals for their frontline heroes. And we also continue to work with the local food bank and our local United Way to keep out to help out where we can in the community. And with that, I will take any questions.
Well, thank you, Skyler. Let's go to Randy Conroy with Horseshoe.
Hi, good morning, Chairman, Mayor, and Commissioners. You know, won't beat up weather too bad, but I think other things that impacted the Horseshoe in January, we had the additional restrictions in Baltimore City, which basically shut down food, beverage, and smoking. Those were lifted in late January, and we were happy to recall about 125 team members for February. So we're seeing some improvements there. But along with the weather and, frankly, just higher COVID cases in December, January, we saw some disappointing results. From a slot perspective, in January, we were off 16% at $9.6 million. Table games, we generated $4.2 million, but that was down 47% year on year. So we're grateful to get some of these restrictions lifted, and you know, and just we're grateful to see some of the case counts coming down and more vaccines going in. So those are good signs. I was happy to welcome a new gaming leader on property, Lee Howard. Lee comes to us from New Orleans at our sister property there. Has well over 20 years experience in gaming. So we had a very strong gaming leader before who was promoted to one of our Las Vegas properties a couple months ago. So, you know, Randy Conroy leading gaming is a little scary, but now I've got some help. He just got on board last week and is doing a great job already. We are still seeing some improving visitation trends despite some weather challenges in February. But from a weekend perspective, we're seeing some higher counts, which is encouraging. And I think as the weather breaks, we are looking forward to increased visitation. One thing I just am adamant with the team about is we cannot get complacent with COVID protocols. That's been, you know, one of the strengths that we've had here in Baltimore businesses. I think people feel comfortable coming here, and we just can't let our guard down despite all of the other things that are, you know, moving in the right direction. So that's been a top of mind priority. And then finally, from a community standpoint, I think last month I alluded to our polar bear challenge. I just sent Gordon the video. If you want to pass it on, Gordon, you can, but I made a complete fool of myself, but we raised some money for Special Olympics, which was just fun. We enjoy doing those things, and it was fun to have a little fun at work at a time when it's anything but that for the last year. And then we are in the midst of a pretty large-scale coat drive to help some folks that really need it in the city here. So with that, happy to answer any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Randy.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Jeff Schrader at MGM.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. First of all, I have to apologize. I did not prepare a statement on the impact of the weather. I'll try to do better next month. In terms of casino revenue in January, our total gaming revenues decreased 13.7% year over year from 2020, which was led by slot revenue drop of 16.2% and a decrease in table revenue of 8.1%. The decline was largely driven by volume, which was particularly soft in this case due to a number of county level restrictions that were implemented in December, including stricter capacity restrictions and the complete prohibition on the consumption of food and beverage indoors, which really impacted our numbers. We are fortunately now seeing those restrictions being eased a little bit, and the numbers are trending upwards. And as a result, we expect to have a more solid February. We are also cautiously optimistic that we'll see a continued easing of some of those county-based restrictions and think that that should help the numbers going forward as well. And of course, we're obviously thrilled that these are being eased as a result of the drop in case counts and turning the corner here in a positive way. In terms of promotions, we continue to have a light touch, including very limited weekend promotions and other promotions that can be conducted in a health and safety conscious manner, such as we had a Lunar New Year ox figurine giveaway for the Year of the Ox, We've also continued our much-loved monthly gift series and had a VIP jewelry shopping experience. And finally, in January, MGM employees continued our important philanthropic work, including partnering with Capital Area Food Bank for community marketplace food distribution, where fresh produce, frozen meats, and dried goods were assembled and loaded into trunks of over 300 cars. So we did some good there. And additionally, a group of employees volunteered with the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in support of MLK's Day of Service to distribute fresh produce and turkeys to 500 residents in a drive-through manner. So we're glad to see our folks are still getting out there and help even in a socially distanced and responsible way. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Jeff. We'll try Anthony again. Are you on? Okay, we'll move on. Let's go to Gordon.
Good morning, Chairman Mariner and commissioners. I have to say that January was an excellent month for the lottery. As you all know, we had two huge jackpot rolls, both in Powerball and in Mega Millions. And by the way, the Powerball winner from Western Maryland has still not come forward, and there's still plenty of time for that. So we're looking forward to that. But all our games and all our game categories did well. And as you saw on the dashboard in your package, for just the month of January, sales were up 38.8% and profits were up 27.5%. So just an amazing month. And year to date, of course, the positive trend continues. Year to date, lottery sales are up 16.9% and profits are up 17.5%. So at this point, we're up about $64 million year to date in lottery profits. So we're absolutely on track to have an all-time record year. And even in that context, I have to compliment our casino partners who are doing exceptionally well under the circumstances and under their restrictions. And again, just to consolidate all the comments that you just heard, year to date revenues are only down 8.5% for all six casinos, and contributions to the state are down only 7.9%. Now, granted, the more recent trend is that the negative numbers are more in the low double digits, 11, 12%, that sort of range. Obviously, when the casinos came out of their shutdown, they did extremely well for the first few months. So hopefully we'll be in that range by the end of the year, still doing really well. I suspect that most of you are very interested in an update on what is going on in sports betting. And since our last meeting, there has been a bill introduced in the House Bill 940. It's very complicated. To a large extent, a lot of what the bill calls for will probably create a much longer time frame to implementation than we had assumed in the past, which, you know, if we optimistically said that we could be up and running in about 6 months, we think the complications in this particular bill could add another 12 months to that. It does establish a new commission, separate from the commission in front of us at the moment. There are four different types of entities, players, licenses. Class A would include obviously our casinos and the horse race tracks. So there's nine of those. Class B is a new category for retail bricks and mortar, perhaps OTBs, perhaps some others. There's a call for five of those. And then interestingly, the online category is not tethered to the Class A casino licenses. So those Class A licenses are strictly bricks and mortar. And currently the bill calls for 10 online licenses. And then finally, there's a small fourth category of the sports arenas, two NFL and one MLB, that would become essentially satellite operations of the casinos in their counties. So Horseshoe would have the Ravens and the Orioles, and MGM would have the Washington football team. So with all of that, there's a whole series of RFP and competitive bids and consultants. So we'll see how that works out. We've already participated in a couple of Senate work groups, one just last night. Later today, there's a bill hearing in the House on HB 940. One of the things that we're trying to emphasize to the legislature and to the community at large is the bulk of the revenues in sports betting will come through online, through mobile. We estimate something like 85% will be through online. That's a very important component. The bricks and mortar component is relatively small, and yet the current bill allows for something like 14 locations. So one of our concerns that we've expressed is that some of these locations would probably have revenues less than $1 million going forward. So we're a little concerned about the viability of those businesses. And with that, I'll be happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Gordon. Let's go to Jim Nielsen, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. I don't have anything to add to my monthly report, so if there's no questions on that, I'll move on to my action item.
Yes, please, move on.
Thank you. All right, as you know, we issued an RFP for a new Video Central system in October. This is a system the agency uses to verify revenues from the casino VLTs. We received two proposals, and they were reviewed by our evaluation team, and I think you have copies of the complete evaluation reports in your folders. IGT was ranked number one, both technically and financially, and they actually came in just a little under the pricing of the current contract. So as a result, the evaluation committee and procurement officer recommend that the 7-year contract, which has two 2-year renewal options, be awarded to IGT Global Solutions Corporation. And with your approval, we will submit that contract to the Board of Public Works. Any questions?
Well, well done. I mean, take what we're currently spending and get a better deal. That's good for the state of Maryland. Any discussion from the commission? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve, please?
Commissioner Doge, so moved.
Commissioner Statham, second.
Okay, moved and seconded for approval. Vice Chair Hesch?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Statham?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approve.
So there you are, Mr. Loeb. Excuse me, Mr. Nielsen.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else?
That will do it.
Thank you. Now we'll go to Mr. Logue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Does anyone have any questions on the gaming report for this month?
No, if thank not, you. Please proceed.
Our action item this morning is the MGM National Harbor Outdoor Gaming Area. MGM National Harbor has submitted a request to expand their gaming floor to include a second level outdoor gaming area on the north side of the property adjacent to Felt Nightclub. The outdoor gaming area will consist of 41 VLTs, which will be a combination of existing and new replacement VLTs. The overall VLT count at the property will be unaffected by this project. MGM National Harbor has secured the necessary permits for construction and is committed to meeting their MBE goals for this project. They have been providing MLGCA staff with plans, drawings, and updates as required. Staff will ensure that the outdoor gaming area meets all regulatory agreements prior to commencement of gaming activities. The projected opening date will be on or around March 19, 2021. MGM National Harbor request and their schematic can be found on the MLGA CA share drive in my confidential file. So the action requested would be the approval of MGM National Harbor's request for an outdoor gaming area. Staff recommends approval.
Any questions or discussion amongst the commission? Hearing none, let me just add my personal opinion. If ever there was a time to expand outdoor activities, this is certainly it. So can I get a motion to approve?
Commissioner Dirks,
so moved. Commissioner Hash.
Okay, moved and seconded for approval. Commissioner Vice Chair Hash?
Approve.
Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay, anything else, Jim?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay, well, our
Randy?
Next meeting. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Kathy. I got an email from Anthony Franca's office, and Bob Tedesco is trying to get onto the line so he can do the report. I've given them the information, so he should be calling in any minute now to give his report.
Well, we can certainly wait for that.
Good morning. I'm on the phone.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. Please proceed.
So it's Bob Tedesco standing in for Anthony this morning. My apologies for the delay. Good morning, everybody. A January recap, we had a pretty busy month in January in Maryland, as well as opening our second casino in Pennsylvania in the last 3 months. Revenue for the month in Maryland, $51.3 million, which was down 11.9% year over year. $47.4 million in gaming revenue, which was down 7.5%, and $3.9 million and non-gaming, which is a 44% decline year over year. Slots, we did 33.7 million, which was down 6%, just above 6%. Tables and poker combined, 13.7 million, down 10%. COVID safety remains top priority here at the property, managing the floor counts, as well as making sure that our social distancing continues at the property. Several January promos, we started coming back, targeting our database. Making sure, obviously, that when we do our promos, we're doing them in large spaces, so we're able to keep social distancing. We had a Fendi giveaway. We had a candy and abalone giveaway. We did a Cruise America giveaway, and we also had a big game TV giveaway this month. Household items for the month were also featured, and this month we gave away some bamboo pillows, which were a strong give. In the community for the month of January, we've donated $10,000. To the Maryland and DC Minority Company Association, supporting their efforts in the DMV area. We also hosted a virtual social media month-long Black History Hero event with the same minority group for the month of January. They were honoring 11 civil and business community leaders from the DMV. February, similar to several that I've heard on the call, we've got some weather issues that have held us back on some of our key days. We expect a strong finish also. We've had a good night the last couple nights. Sports and social continues construction. We're expected an opening in Q2 and looking forward to us getting the race and sports opening and gaming going. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you for jumping on.
Thank you, my apologies.
So this concludes our meeting today. Our next meeting will be Thursday, March 25th. And we stand adjourned.
See you later.
Thank
Take
you
care,
all.
Guys. Thanks, Randy.
Take care.